The minhag of the Jewish people for, I would say, almost centuries is to go to the zoo on Chol HaMoed. Well, we'll see. Definitely the minhag of the Jewish people to go to the zoo. That's for sure. I would imagine they also did it on Chol HaMoed. I don't know why not. And certainly now, one only needs to take a trip to the zoo during Chol HaMoed time, whatever zoo may be, and there are quite a number of Jews there. They already put up sukkahs for us. They know that we're coming. And it's not just because the Bronx Zoo is free on Wednesdays. It's because there's something about the Jewish people in the zoo. So we're going to talk about, in the beginning, the most prominent and famous zoo fanatic. And that is Rechaim Yosef David Azulai, the Chida. The Chida loved zoos. How do we know this? Because the Chida wrote a journal over the course of his life. And the journal's called Ma'agel Tov. And in this journal, he recorded all of the things he saw in his travels around the Jewish world. The Chida was the shaliach for the Jews of Yerushalayim. He would go and collect money, tzedakah, for the communities of Yerushalayim. Also, he happened to be a tremendous Talmid Chacham who wrote close to 100 Sfarim. And he recorded all the different people he met. And he requested in his journal that it not be printed. It was the only thing that he requested not be printed that he wrote. However, of course it was printed. It was printed in Livorno in 1879, way after his passing. And then it was printed in a more expanded form in the Magel Tov HaShalem in Yerushalayim in 1934. And that's the edition you have in front of you. And the printer writes an introduction. By this point, it's been over 100 years since it passed, since the Chida died. And all the people he wrote about are way gone, and their children are probably gone as well. And whoever he wrote about or said something about, it doesn't really matter anymore. So we're going to publish his journal anyway. And there's no problem printing it, and that's how they defend this.
Actually, never actually saying something after somebody's dead doesn't matter anymore.
Well, can they say not to print their stuff? That's another discussion as well. The Netziv has a tshuva about this. So the work is not one of halacha, but it certainly is extremely fascinating. And we're going to quote from a number of times where the Chida went to the zoo. The first time I heard about the Magel Tov is, I think, Rosh Hechsher told me that when he was like a young boy, like when he was like 12, 13, or 14 one summer, he read through the whole thing. He read the whole journal of the Chida. I'm sure that's what most 12-year-olds do during the summer. But there's a lot of fascinating stuff. So let's go to the first time he discusses the zoo that I can recall through the times that I read through it. So this is in Tavkuf Yadal. This is 1754 of the 27th of Tishrei. So he writes, Yom Hey, on Thursday, Nasanu Vihiganu La Florencia. We came to Florence, or Hashishi in the night of Friday, and we stayed in the house of Yitzhak Galiti. I went to the zoo and I saw arayos v'nemarim, leopards and lions. Vishar kinosehem ki chayos hena, all these animals. Umidei ovri ra'asa enei genus hatiul shekoren jardines. He went to this garden called the Jardines, which is a garden in the palace of the king in Florence, and he describes his tour over there. Okay. Then the next year, in Tavkuf Tesvav, he writes Beir London, Halachani Lemigdal Shekorin Turi. We went to the Tower of London, the Tower area of London. Vishamra Isi Arayos Vinesher Ben Mea Shana. I saw a lion and a leopard that they said was 100 years old. Vichatul Mindia, a type of cat from India. Gadol Kikela, that was big as a dog. Vichatul Acher Kalayim, and one that was a mixture of Chayos and Acheros, like some sort of mixture between two animals. Mavilos Bishal Shio Shal Bazar, and was tied by a metal chain. That next trip to the zoo. Then, he expands upon this trip, actually, in the Midbar Kademos, one of his more mainstream books, and he writes the Mareches Beis, Vania Tzeir Raisi B'Migdal London, Chayos Mishunos Mavilos V'Tzakifos Kimat Yosem Arayos. I saw these very powerful, amazing animals, Ukushuros B'Masa Kibay Barzal, was tied with an iron chain, V'Sham Raisi Nesher Yafemot. I saw this beautiful bird, eagle type of vulture animal, V'Amru Shayalam Mea Shana, was 100 years old, V'Kach Kosu B'Sifreim, that's what was recorded in their books, Gamraisi, Chatul, Mamzer, Melavia, Vechatul. I saw a mixture between a lion and some sort of cat. Vehutsuras, Chatul, Yafe. It was like a very pretty cat. Achishlo, Gavuras, Hare, but it was strong as a lion. Vukasher, Bekama, Kivle Barzel. It was a lot of iron chains to hold it together. Bemakum, Chashach, Varafel. It was dark. Veosham, Kama, Mine, Chayos, America. And there were some animals from America. Okay. Then fast forward a bunch of years later, 1775. He goes back to the zoo a few times in those 20 years, but 1775, he's back in Florence, and he writes on the 6th of Kislev, Halachti lemakom hachayos varaisi lavia v'namer v'dov. I went and I saw again back to the zoo a lion and a leopard and a bear. And then he writes then on the 10th of Nisan, Acharei raisi pil. I saw an elephant. Vaya ben Teshanim, it was a 9-year-old elephant. Vigavo avov lamala mina migamal, it was bigger than a camel. Vamru Shigido Adlamid Shana, it was 30 years, it could grow to 30 years old. Vachayos Mikushanim, it could live 100 years old. Vu noter Eva, Veinav Kitanim Maod, had very small eyes, Vas Navra Chavos, very big ears, Maod, Umarich Apia Kishlosh Amos, its trunk was 3 amos. I think it's a bit of exaggeration, because that means that it was like a 7 or 9 foot trunk. Maybe it's not exactly, I don't know, it seems a bit long. And he would use it to eat. And I made the bracha of Baruch Meshan Habrios. I made the bracha that Hashem makes amazing creatures. We'll discuss that later on. Okay, then, Tavkuf Lamed Zayin. The next year, 2 years later, the first of Nisan, right close to Pesach, Chol HaMoed, he's getting ready. So he writes that it was Rosh Chodesh. I went with the Bachrim Halomdim. I went with the Yeshiva boys. Halachti Legarden Shehu Makira Mebarachti Brachas Ilanos. I made a bracha on the Ilanos, the trees. Verisi, I saw an animal called a pavon, Davar Pella, some sort of bird. V'hanakeva kimat shechora, it was black, the female bird. Babon lavan kulo v'hanakeva levana, and then, but this one was white. I'm not actually sure what he's talking about. Then he says, upapagalo yarok katan. I don't know what a papagalo is, but it was small and it was green. Okay, so this is what he saw. Maybe, could be, great. So I have nothing, I can't confirm or deny that. So this is clearly the Chida liked going to the zoo, and he made a habit of going to the zoo. But he's not the first great Jew to go to the zoo. We can go back even further. Writes the Leket Yosher. The Leket Yosher is the student of the Trumas HaDeshen, who much of Psak Ashkenaz comes from. So he writes in the Leket Yosher on page 66, V'amar shelo ra'a ari me'amav. My Rebbe, the Trumas HaDeshen, told me that he never saw a lion in his entire life. U'b'Shabbos halach lirosh shnei ariyeh. And one Shabbos he went, I guess they were having something in the zoo, he went to see 2 lions on Shabbos. So the footnotes of this edition, of the fancy edition of the Leket Yosher, says perhaps he went because it was Oneg Shabbos, and that's, it was enjoyable for him. Why he has to tell us it was on Shabbos, who cares? But the Leket Yosher went specifically to go see lions in some sort of zoo that existed at that time. So we have a long history of great people going to the zoo. Let's discuss this issue of making a bracha at the zoo. I feel like many people go to the zoo and don't realize that they have an opportunity to make a bracha while they're there. So the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chesam and Bey says that there's a bracha of Meshan Habrios on interesting animals. Tan Rabbanan Haroa, Pil, Kof, Vikafuf, Omer Baruch Meshan Habrios. If you see a pil, a elephant, a kafuf, which we'll discuss in a moment, and a monkey. So you make the bracha of Meshana HaBrios. Okay? So that is what we find here in the Gemara. Now, what's a kafuf? So we know what an elephant is, we know what a monkey is. What's a kafuf? So Rashi says, Of Shikorin Vulture, a vulture, V'yeshlo Listos V'lechaim Ka'adam. It has the jaw and the cheeks like a person. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what that means, but this is important, why he's comparing it to a person. This will be important later on. But
specifically these animals?
Good. Okay. So that's an important point. This is cited all by the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos and Perek Yud, and the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Chav. Hey, there's a brach of Meshan HaBrios. There's a brach of Meshan HaBrios on a lot of other things as well. See, interesting people, not so politically correct, but you're supposed to make a Meshan HaBrios as well. But let's focus here on animals. The only difference is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention the kafuf. It only mentions the elephant and the monkey. And this omission is noted by the Maharam Bennett, Rav Mordechai Bennett, in his notes on the Shulchan Aruch and the Ketos HaShulchan. He writes as well in Siman Samech Vav. He doesn't understand why the Shulchan Aruch leaves out the Kafuf. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in the Emes LeYaakov in the Shulchan Aruch, and Rav Yashiv also said this in his Shir Man Brachos, the reason the Shulchan Aruch left out the Kafuf is because he doesn't know what it is. So what are you going to go make it on? He doesn't know what it is. It's probably going to be a suffix brachos. He says, I'm going to lead all the Jewish people to go make a bracha on this thing called a kafuf. They're going to be running around the zoo not knowing what they're making a bracha on. So just leave it out. We know what a monkey is. We know what an elephant is. And you'll make a bracha on that, and we'll leave out the suffix brachos. Which leads to the next question is this Gemara in brachos about the elephant and the monkey and the kafuf, is that only those three things, or are these just examples? It's just interesting to note, if you've ever been to the biblical zoo outside of Yerushalayim, they have a tremendous amount of monkeys, because the rule in the zoo is that you have to have a pasuk in the Torah to match the animal. That's how everything has a pasuk somewhere. There's one pasuk in Malachim that says that the Queen of Sheba brought a monkey to Shlomo HaMelech. So the biblical zoo takes it upon themselves to bring every primate they can find into the zoo, because they have this one pasuk that she brought a monkey. So they have all different types of, there's a very high percentage of primates. We have pictures that we want to show them back. So there's a lot of monkeys there because they have to have a pasuk to back it up. So they kind of do whatever they can. Again, I'm not the director of the zoo, but it's just interesting to note that we know for sure what a kof is. Now, what is with these three animals? So the Meiri writes in Brachos over here that only these three animals get a bracha because they are similar to humans. And therefore we say, Mishana Habrios, that these are different than humans. Now that's clearly a bit difficult because we don't really know what the kafuf is, and that's why Rashi had to say that it has some sort of similar features to a human. That's why Rashi said that, because he wants to connect it to the idea that we are Mishana Habrios, it's different than us. Obviously the monkey is an easy one. The tough one is the elephant. I'm not exactly sure what to do with that, but the Lahalacha, the Sefer Birchas Habayis, and Rav Yashiv all said that only these three animals get brachos. The Malacha Shlomo and Masachas Kalaim in Paraches, where Shlomo Adani says that he heard from the Mekubalim that in the days before the Mabul, before the flood, people were turned into monkeys and elephants. There's some idea al pi Kabbalah that people were turned into monkeys and elephants, and therefore the brach is Mishana Habrios on these two things because they were Mishana Habrios. They were humans, and now they're something else. There was a shini, there was a change, and now they're animal. Now they're types of animals. Certainly, that requires a certain amount of Kabbalah and outside of the realm of this shir, but that's their explanation. It is notable, though, in the entire journal of the Chidah, there's only one time he said Mishan Habrios on all the animals he saw. What was it? It was on the pill. It was on the elephant. So we see the Chidah must have held, or perhaps we can extrapolate the Chidah held, that only on those things. Because he saw the lions, he saw the other types of cat animals, he didn't make a Mishan Habrios. He only...
Monkeys?
What?
Monkeys?
There was no discussion of monkeys in the journal. So
I think that it's more, that's easier to capture than an elephant.
I just know what he says. So there was just this elephant he made a bracha on. So it could be the Chidah was in that school of thought. However, writes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach in the Halicha Shlomo that on all interesting different types of animals, you can say Mishan Habrios. The animals in the Gemara are simply examples. However, this only applies to land animals, he says, and not sea creatures, because the Gemara only listed land animals and therefore has to be similar to what was the descriptions in the Gemara. If you see a dolphin, you wouldn't make a Mishan Habrios. He then notes the Meiri is very confusing. He says, I don't understand what the Meiri is talking about. They're similar. How is an elephant similar to a human being? And other posts as well, Rosh Sternbach, Rabbis, and Karelitz agree. And therefore, one could say, if a person goes to the local zoo, you go to the Bronx or whatever it may be, you see interesting animals, you can make a brach of Mishan Habrios without question. Who also went to the zoo? So, and what are some of the rules about it? So the Orchos Rabbeinu, which is the famous collections of the Torah of the Stipler and Chelek Gimel, so they recite the Chazon Ish, who said that if you're visiting a zoo and you see an elephant and a monkey separately, you make two brachos. You go to the monkey exhibit, you go to the elephant exhibit, you get two brachos. If you see them at the same time, then you make one bracha. I don't know if the monkeys are next to the elephants in the zoo, but you make one bracha. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says no. When you go to the zoo, the first exhibit you see, you make a Mishan Habrios, and it covers the rest of the zoo. It covers everything else in the zoo. No reason to make multiple brachos. Rav Nissen Karelitz says the same thing as well. Now, the poskim are clear that this bracha should only be recited once in 30 days. This is a bracha you make once in 30 days, because the idea is that you're seeing something different, strange, unique, and this has an effect on you. Wow, Hashem, the creations of the world, you see it all the time, it doesn't have an impact on you. And therefore, it has to be a length of 30 days. 30 days is considered a unit of time in which things wear off, the effectiveness of something goes away. And therefore, if you go to the zoo more than once in 30 days, which is probably not most people, unless you have a lot of time in your hands, but then you wouldn't make it more that you wouldn't make it fewer than 30 days in between. And this is cited by other poskim as well.
That principle apply to thunder and all those other things?
No, because okay. Different types of bracha.
Okay.
Different types of bracha. The Chazanush said the same thing. Rav Yosef writes the same thing as well. Once in 30 days. Okay. Let's discuss the idea of visiting the zoo itself. Is that something that is okay? Is there something questionable about it? So, writes Rav Moshe Greenwald. Rav Moshe Greenwald was the Rav of Chust. So he writes in his Arugas Habosim and Arachayim Simon Lamites, he was asked about going to the circus to see animals. So he records there are people who say not only is it not usur, but it's a mitzvah to see the creations of Hashem. And he responds by citing a Gemara in Shabbos. We're not going to spend so much time on the Gemara in Shabbos because it's unclear exactly why he uses this as a proof. But the Gemara says, "V'diyukna atzma." This is on Daf Kuf Mem Tes. "V'diyukna atzma af b'chol asul histakal ba." It's usur to look at an idolatrous image itself, even during the weekdays. Mishum shne'amar al tifnu el ha'alilim, because it says in the Torah you should not turn towards idols. So my Talmuda, what does that mean? It has to do with looking at an image of something that could be idolatrous. Amar Rabbi Chanin, al tifnu el midat checha, al daschem, al tifanu. You don't push Hashem, don't push Hashem out of your mind by looking at these images. And the idea being that anything that could be construed as an avodah zarah, that could be used as an avodah zarah, you should not gaze upon. And the Arugas Habosim wants to say from here, since animals can be used as an avodah zarah in different cultures, you shouldn't gaze upon them. You shouldn't go and look at them. Now, the only problem with this example, besides that it's a bit of a stretch, is that Tosfos there on the daf says it's only usur to look at something that has been designated as a avodah zarah. Even if you go to the zoo, no one has designated the leopard as a avodah zarah. No one has made the monkey an avodah zarah. And therefore, it's hard to see why he uses this. But then he continues and says, it's also a problem to go to theaters and circuses, which are places of Moshe Avleitzim, and people are acting inappropriately. And he concludes, Shomer nafsho yirchak medera chatai ma'ela benafshasam. A person who guards the soul should stay away from the circus. Okay. Comes the Yalkut Avram, Anor Chaim Sim Reish Chafhei, and he cites the Arugas Habosim, and he begins by stating he thinks the tshuva has something positive about it, and it would come out that according to the Arugas Habosim, you can never make a bracha of Mishana Abrios because you can't stare at animals. I mean, according to the Arugas Habosim, how are you ever going to make this bracha if you're not allowed to stare at animals? So he suggests that unlike by a king, where the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to go and run to see the king, to seek out the king, so you can go make the bracha, because it raises up one's Yirah Shemaim to see a king, and to make a bracha to see what malchus is, to see what kingship is. But when it comes to animals, you shouldn't seek them out. Meaning the Gemara says you make Mishana Brios if an elephant happens to walk down the block. But you shouldn't go and seek out an elephant. If I see an elephant, I make Mishana Brios. But I shouldn't go and seek one out in order to make the bracha. And this is the understanding of the Priya Sad and Chelek Gimel. And many of the Machmirim, which there are not so many of, as we'll see in a moment, but many of those who are strict cite a statement of the Kav HaYashar in Perek Beis. He writes, Av sheyesh la'adam nirshus lirose brios mishunos habos mimedinos merchakim. Even though you can go see animals, ba'al zeh tiknu chachmenu kivu bracha baruch mishana brios. Mikol makom lo yashpia eino besaklus. Don't stare. V'lo yarebahem kim derech arai. Only glance. Kima or einehem romzim Bedalad Gavinan Shein Neged Osir Shem Hashem. He has all thing al pi Kabbalah of fours. Vim Havena Adam Roa Brios Brios Tameos. If you look at things that are impure, tame animals, things that are not kosher, as who Mamshech Ruach Hatuma Hachofei Falav Bezadavar, the impurity of that thing can affect you by gazing at it. Who Gorei Machakach Lestak of Adavar Yoser Garua, and it will damage your eyesight in other ways. And amongst the Machmirim, there's also strong minhag that pregnant women shouldn't go to the zoo because they shouldn't look at animals as well in the zoo based on this, but we're not going to go down that path because we'll see in a moment the machmirim are alone. There is one significant group that is machmir though. I don't know if this is a generalization I'm about to make, but you'll notice at the zoo on Chol HaMoed, you'll see many types of chassidim except for Chabad. You'll not see Chabad chassidim in the zoo because the minhag in Chabad is to be machmir, to not look at tame animals, non-kosher animals, so they do not have a practice of going to the zoo. Okay. Comes the Yalkut
Shvi'i. Dogs?
Correct. Correct.
They don't even have them in their books.
Correct. They won't even look at pictures. They won't give animals. They won't give stuffed animals as well. They're very, very careful about this. The Yalkut Shoshanim in the Marechas Beis cites the Arugas Habosem, and he says, clearly the Arugas Habosem never looked at the writings of the Chida. Because if you read anything from the Chida, you would know that the Chida loved going to the zoo. He also notes that he heard from Rav Tzvi Hirsch, the Rebbe of Munkash, the father of the Minchas Elazar, that he would go to the zoo to see animals. The Nemuke Orachaim in Simon Reish Chaf Hei records that when the Munkash Rebbe was in Berlin, he saw the zoo and the aquarium, he saw elephants and monkeys, and he made a bracha Mishan Habrios on the monkeys, and he covered all the brachos for the rest of the animals in the zoo. The Rav Hillel Posek, who was a great Rav in Europe and then Eretz Yisrael, writes in the Tshuvas Hillel Omer and Simen Kuf Mem Dalet that he was a strong supporter of going to the zoo, because as we'll see, it raises up a person's Yirat Shamayim. Not only is it not bad for your neshama, it's good for your neshama to go to the zoo. The Tshuvas Lahoros Nasan Yeredein Simen Samaches, Rav Nasan Gestetner, who is a famous Rav in Bnei Brak, so he says that perhaps there may be an issue with the circus, okay? Maybe they're dressed, whatever, something's inappropriate, whatever it may be. That's why now they have kosher circuses. Men only performers, you can go during Chol HaMoed. But there's no issue with going to the zoo. The zoo's not like the circus. He continues that the understanding and learning about animals is a mitzvah. Rashi says in the Pasuk in Vayikra Perakit Aleph, Mavdil ben hatamei ben hatahor. It's a mitzvah to learn what are kosher animals and what are non-kosher animals, to know these are the signs of what makes something kosher and these are the signs of what makes something not kosher. A person goes to the zoo and says, ah, look at this animal, it's not kosher. Look at this animal, it's not kosher. And every single time, you fulfill a mitzvah as well. Therefore, if you go to a zoo to see the anatomy of the animals, it would be a great mitzvah. Who else went to the zoo as well? We can answer the list of very chashuv of people who went to the zoo. The Orach HaSobeinu writes in the Chelek Aleph that the stipler took his children to the zoo in Ramat Gan, and he made the bracha Mishan HaBrios on the monkeys. The Tehilas Chaim in Chelek Beis records that the Divrei Chaim, the Sanz Rav, the great Rav of Sanz, visited Vienna, and he went to the zoo so he can make a bracha Mishan HaBrios, and then he went to the lion cages. And they tell the story that when the Divrei Chaim went to the lion cages, the lions bowed down to the Divrei Chaim, to the Sanz Rav, out of kavod to him, just like they bowed down to Adam HaRishon. Writes the Oeb Yisrael in the Chelek Beis that Rav Shlomo of Kamenka would travel to Vienna to go give a shiur to the doctors there. And while he was there, he went to the zoo to see the lions, but the lions were sleeping. So Rav Shlomo of Kamenka joked afterwards that the lions weren't zocha to see him because they were sleeping. Rav Agio Yosef touches on this as well in two places, in the Abi Omer and Chelek Dal and the Chav Adas and Chelek Gimel. And he discusses where there's an issue of going to the zoo, and he notes that the Chida was someone who took issues of Avodah Zarah very seriously. If you read the Chida's writings, he was very, very concerned about doing anything that smelled of any portion of Avodah Zarah. And nevertheless, he went to the zoo. Clearly, he does not think the Arugas Habosim is correct. And he continues that the zoo is not the circus. It's not a place of schok and bittel Torah. It's time well spent when a person needs to relax from learning, to go out with their family. And you also help in understanding Torah and Midrashim. How many Midrashim quote statements about animals, how animals act, to learn anything from animals? You go see the power of an animal. You go see the beauty of an animal in the zoo. Every single time I go to the Bronx Zoo, I tell myself, I want to buy a peacock, because they float around the Bronx Zoo. They're not in any cages. They're the most beautiful animals. I go online to see how much a peacock costs. Every single time, my wife says no. But you're inspired. They're amazingly beautiful animals. So the end of the Echav Adas, listen to what he writes. He says, "Va'amnam nira shahadavra boro lahatra lechas legan chayos." Of course you should go to the zoo. "Lehistaka b'briyosu shal kadosh baruch hu," to see the animals of Hashem. "Ki nafsho shal adam mispa'alas ma'od miriyaso." Your neshama becomes awoken from seeing ma'isa yadav shal abori, the creations of Hashem. "Kamay marakasuv ma'rabu ma'asach Hashem kulam b'chach ma'asisa ma'alah ha'aretz kenyanecha." And he quotes all the Arugas Habosim. He says it's Asar, and the Gemara in Shabbos, and the Priyasada supports him. He says, "But what about Tosfos? Tosfos says it's not Usr if it's not Avodah Zarah." And he says it's not the same thing as well. And he says the Leket Yosher, as we know, the Rebbe of the Trumas Hadeshen, went, and the Chidon Midbar Kademos, and the Magel Tov in the journal. Certainly from all these Rabbanim, we quoted how many Rabbanim went to the zoo? At least 10 very well-known Rabbanim went to the zoo. And he concludes, V'chein shamanu al-kama gedolim chikrei lev, great Torah sages, chasidim v'anshei maisa, shebikru began hachayos, who visited the zoo, vein potzepeh, and nobody said anything, ulam koze behestaklus bilvad, b'maisei adav shalbar yisprach, to go with the intent that you're going to see the creations of Hashem. Who else discusses this? A beautiful tshuva from Shmuel Zev Roth. Shmuel Zev Roth was the dayan in Ohel in Europe, and then he became the Rav of Bells in Antwerp, and then at the end of his life he became the Avbasin of the Machzika Hadas, the Bells community in Yerushalayim in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes in his Sefer, the tshuvas Divrei Shmuel in Orach Chaim Siman Nun Hei. He was asked if school children could go to the zoo and to see dolphins. This must be a very chashuv zoo, that we also have dolphins there. But whatever it is, someplace in Europe, it must have been a big area, maybe it was the aquarium he was describing, whatever it was, to go see dolphins. So he begins by saying, the Arugas Habosem was Sagar Aleinu Es Hadeles V'Asur Behechle. It seems the Arugas Habosem closed the door on us, we can't go to the zoo. But he says, the zoo is not a place of leitzanus, it's not a place where people act inappropriately. You go to see the creations of Hashem. He himself, he writes, has not gone to the zoo. He never went to the zoo. Happens to be he lived in Antwerp, where there was a beautiful zoo right there, but he never went to the zoo. But he heard many people, Gedolim V'Tovim, who would go to the zoo. And then he adds, it's important to see animals, to learn from them, to learn what they are. And he writes very beautifully, Teda Shaharei Tira Yelet Gadol Lo Yada Klal Eich Nasachalav. He says, a little child has no idea where the milk comes from. They get a carton of milk. He doesn't appreciate it. Umahu inyan hachaliva. What does it mean to milk? V'gam b'minei ofos enamakir. He doesn't understand birds. Rak tarnagolamakir. A kid knows chicken. It comes in a package, and that's what a chicken is. Maybe erev yom kippur by kaparos, the only time he sees an animal. Aval avza v'indik, types of turkeys or types of other birds. Lo yadakla. He doesn't know about these beautiful creations. V'chilo nacha lo liyadazah. Isn't it proper to know about all these amazing things? A person lives in the suburbs. A sheltered life doesn't know anything about animals. Uchayotzebo mikra male dibor kakasav. The pasuk in Mishlei says, Leich el nimla eitzal ra darche achachem. Go to the ant, see its power, how much work it puts out. Uchim b'chol habrios, all the animals. Yeshnam chachmos gedolos. They have such wisdom. Diborim besias hajvash. Bees make honey, chayotzebo, v'hachi nami v'minei chayos, all types of animals. Lo yimaleit shelo yelo eize inyan b'limudo me'eze chayashi. Every animal has something to teach us. V'al koparim yada mahu chaya, to know what a chaya is, mahu behema, what a behema is, what an oaf is, dagim, matzinu sheish mitzvah, a mitzvah to go learn about these things. So we see the minhag of Klal Yisrael is holy, and Jewish people go to the zoo. It's Avodas Hashem. It's the right thing to do. And it's not just a Chol HaMoed trip, but it should be an act of Avodas Hashem as well. Just three more points about the zoo. One should be aware when going to the zoo that you cannot make brachos everywhere in the zoo because some places in the zoo smell. So you have to be careful, especially like in the monkey places like that. You have to be careful not to make brachos on anything because of the smell. The second thing is, it's clearly not an issue of Tzar Balei Chaim, because certainly from the Torah perspective, because as we said, we're using them in a way to build up our amunah, to become closer to Hashem, to see the creations of Hashem. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a beautiful piece in Parshas Noach, after they get off the Teva, about how Tzar Balei Chaim means using an animal against its intended purpose in the world for no reason. He says, we use animals, you hook up an ox to a cart to pull it. The job of the ox is to pull things. It's a big animal. This is why Hashem made it. And these animals are under our control to serve us. We should be respectful. You can't torture an animal for no reason. There has to be a purpose in using it. But the animals are here in the world for us to grow and us to become better people and us to accomplish. And therefore, it's not an issue of Tzar Balei Chaim. The last point is about feeding the animals. No feeding the animals in the zoo, because that's the rule. But also, it might be a problem. There's a Gemara in Tainus and Daf Chaf that says that Rav Huna would go to the store and he would buy up all the food Erev Shabbos and he would throw it away. And he had a whole cheshvan because he didn't want the sellers to lose out on the food, but he didn't want the poor people to assume that they were going to get free food. So he would buy the food so the sellers would not lose it over the course of Shabbos, but he would throw it away to make sure that the poor people wouldn't think that they're going to get handouts. They should go and still try to give something to the sellers. It's a long Gemara, And then the Gemara says, well, why didn't they give the food to the animals then? So the Gemara says, Kesavar Meichel Adam Ein Machel Behema, because human food shouldn't be given to animals. So Rashi says, why? Michzei Keboit Betovish Yishpia Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave humans food, and it's not proper kavod to humans, to the food that human, that Hashem gave us, to use that food to give it on animals. It's using it for a lesser purpose. So this Rashi, this Gemara, is cited l'halacha by the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham is very much alone as this being a halacha. Rav Yitzchak Shmachas writes in the Beis Yitzchak, he doesn't think the Magen Avraham holds that's halacha, it's just a chumra not to do this. And most poskim, Elia Rabba, Rav Yaakov Emdin, the Magen Giborim, the Chida, the Zachor Lavram, the Chsam Sofer, in multiple places, the Sholu Meshiv, many, many poskim say that this is at best a chumra and probably not even a halacha at all, that it's a problem to give human food to animals. However, they say that if there's no tzorech, if there's no need, then you shouldn't do it. If there's a tzorech, if your cat or your dog, whatever, is hungry, so certainly you don't have to be machmir with this Magen Avraham and to not give them food. But many of the poskim note that by the zoo, that if there's no need, if there's no tzorech at all, and it's a chumrah that's brought down in the Gemara, and you're not accomplishing anything, the duck doesn't need your sandwich, and the elephant doesn't eat your sandwich either. So you shouldn't give human food to animals, mitzad achumra, from this Gemara, that it's not proper kavod to human food. Again, I don't think you're allowed to do it anyway at the zoo. It's probably against the rules, and they'll probably kick you out. So, what? And you can
buy.
That's true. But you have to be careful during Pesach, because that's.
You know, that's your food. That might be animal food.
What?
You buy this,
but once you buy it, once you put the money in, you buy it.
It's not human food.
What?
You won't own it besides human food.
What, by Pesach?
No, I'm not talking about that.
Oh, what?
I'm not talking about the issue of saying you have to give human food to an animal.
Yeah.
If the food is, I assume it's...
Oh, no, for yeah, for sure. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm
if
not
you
talking
have
about
your,
if you have your food,
if you have a bag of pretzels in the zoo, so because of the schumi, you should not be throwing it into the animal cages to give it. You can buy their food. That says anything for them, 100%, that would be fine.
Tashlich
is a whole nuts thing. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss that next year. Okay, so we should try to go to the zoo or Chol HaMoed and enjoy it and grow from it as well.